Thank you, Mr. Dear Chair, distinguished delegates, dear ladies and gentlemen, good morning. It's a great honor for me to report about the implementation of the project under the assistance program. And the project was implemented in 2016-17 under the guidance of and support of German Environment Agency, UBA, and the National Mining University. But now, since the April of this year, we are National Technical University, Dnipro Polytechnic. The theoretical base for this project was a methodology to improve the safety of tailings management facilities, or briefly, TMF methodology, that is considered as the practical tool to implement the safety guidelines of the UNICE regarding TMFs. This methodology has been developed during the previous project in Ukraine in 2013-15. It includes two parts. The first one is tailings hazard index that is intended for prompt preliminary evaluation of tailings hazard for a large amount of facilities. And the second one is a TMF checklist that is intended to evaluate the minimum TMF safety level in more details for individual TMFs. The project has been implemented at the university, The project has been implemented at the university in 2016-17, and the beneficiaries were the Ministry of Education and Science of Ukraine and the Ministry of Ecology and Natural Resources of Ukraine. The results were summarized, as said, at the final report held on May 16-17 and the 2017. The project has two directions, two fields of activity. The first one is education. It aimed to raise the knowledge of students and young university teachers on tailings safety and develop the appropriate online education course. The aim in the legislative area was to improve the safety in terms of how Ukraine fulfills its obligation under the EU-Ukraine Association Agreement and Directive 2006/21/EC as its integral part. This directive concerns the waste from extractive industries. Two trainings have been conducted in October-November 2016. They included the lectures on TMF methodologies for students from four universities in our region, and then the site visits and practical trainings at the tailings facilities of the local power plant. And of course, it was followed by the filling in the checklist and presentations of the evaluation of TMF safety level by the students guided by the tutors. So informal results were very excellent. As to my evaluation, students have gained an incredible experience in working the advanced practices. So besides, we have developed a safety improvement program based on the measure of catalog as a part of TMF methodology and the checklist, and tested this methodology and developed and tested the online education course on tailing safety on the MOOD platform. Besides, the map of for 344 tailings management facilities has been created and placed in the internet on the platform of Google Maps. This map was presented at the round table for competent authorities in Kyiv on February 7, 2017, And this map allows showing the different facilities take into account the class of hazardous materials stored and identify the most hazardous, the top hazardous TMFs, which is of high importance for the authorities and that have to decide the priority, to set the priorities of interventions and prevention measures. And this map is available and the link below. And at last but not least, the results in the legislative area has been gained in cooperation with the project subcontractor, LLC Eco Platform in Kyiv, in close coordination with the competent authorities of Ukraine. The first result is the analysis of Ukrainian legislation compliance with the requirements of the Directive 2006/21/EC on the waste management of extractive industries. The second result is the roadmap of this directive implementation using the instrumentary of UNECE safety guidelines and good practices for TMFs on the national legislation. And the third one is recommendation of roundtable of competent authorities to use the amended Ukrainian version of the TMF methodology for practical use for inspection bodies. Thank you for attention.